Today's episode is brought to you by Patrick Thomas Perkins, House of Merkins. The best deals in pussy toupees.
Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Should I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now. Today's episode is brought to you by Paper Plates. Who the fuck wants to do dishes? Paper Plates.
I can hear you just great.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the TagCast podcast, episode 432. That's a question? Okay, thank you. It's Wednesday, it's hump day, and my name is Terry Guile, and he's playing a song with me singing in the background. That's just weird.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy. So my name is Terry Guile, and this is my co-host across the table.
Gatchalapagola guy.
And he's playing Sullen from, like, what, 2001?
Maybe. It might even
99?
Be, like, 99.
Shit. Man. Okay. We have guests in the studio as I try to shy away from the song playing in the background. Oh, thank you. Shut it right off.
Yep. Well, I'm quick on that fade.
You are. We have Seth and Dylan from the
podcast cast.
There you go.
I'm Dylan and that's Seth.
I'm Seth.
I'm the Tangent Audio Network.
That's correct.
Yep.
And they're not from Tangent either.
No. Tangent Oregon.
We did a podcast in Tangent once.
Was it the
I
first
heard
and
it.
Only?
Maybe seven.
It was the first and only.
It was the first and only live, right?
Yeah, there. I don't think anybody's did a podcast there since. And now the guy's going
to... If you're listening to this in Tangent, Oregon, and you have a podcast, email Terry and Dust, because I'm fascinated to know if there's like a podcasting scene in Tangent, Oregon.
Oh, well, I'm sure there is.
No, most people there didn't know what a podcast was, so...
I'm sure.
Or a computer.
We still run into that when
Chris
we Castle's, tell people what it is.
He announced to them, how many people know what a podcast is? And there was like... little clap.
Yeah,
that's basically like a radio show, he told them, and I don't know. It was fun, though.
Everybody always asks me, when is it on? When can you hear it?
Do you want to tell them what the person who books one of the two shows that you did said
on
the podcast?
I'll leave names out of this, although by the end of the story, you'll understand this person will clearly never listen to this.
Right.
We did a live podcast at one of the shows that I run, and which was something that I pitched to the owner, and the owner was like, yeah, that sounds like a really good idea. I know what podcasts are. And I was like, cool. And then we did one, and she was like, what the fuck was that? And I was like, that was a live podcast taping. And she was like, I thought you were going to podcast your stand-up. And I was like, no, that's not something we do.
That's not what podcasts are.
And then she goes, I know what podcasts are. I watch podcasts all the time on Comedy Central.
Most people, I get
that,
they say.
And at that moment, I was just like, this conversation's over.
I get a lot of people that I tell them about, and they're like, oh, I haven't got a chance to watch it yet.
You guys, Tosh.0 is my favorite podcast. It's so good.
The movie Juana Man is my favorite podcast.
You should have told that person, they're actually called broadcasts. When it's on your TV, it's a broadcast.
Wow, right. She probably would have told me to stop being sexist.
That was
it. I'm
going to
boycott
that
place.
Back in the day, so was... there were some funky terms that were offensive to ladies.
Are you still allowed to call a lady's legs gams, or is that out?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what gams
are? That was
are?
Like an old term.
Look at the gams on that, bro.
Yeah, you'd say, look at the gams on that. I always thought that
where's that from?
Yeah.
No, gams are legs. Gams are legs, for sure.
I believe you. I believe you.
Well, I guess it's when you say gams, it's whatever in your mind's eye that you enjoy checking out on.
Dylan likes to just randomly Wikipedia eras of time and learn everything about their nomenclatures.
All right, then I have is toots offensive still today to women?
I'm sure
probably.
It is.
Well, hey, what's up, toots?
Hey, Terry.
Sweetheart.
You should register. Stand up on onegam.com.
Okay. I'm sure he's already done it now.
You,
the
could,
last
probably,
5 seconds.
Could probably
for get, all of your octogenarian listeners. Yeah.
You could probably get oneleg.mx down in Mexico. I don't know if I told you this, but I bought asshole.mx and jackass.mx.
Dude, jackass in Mexico would be big because there's burrows everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Jackass is, that's going to be a windfall.
Yep, what are you going to put on it? Maybe you could sell it to Steve-O or something.
Pictures of jackasses.
Sell it to Jeff Tremaine.
Yep. Yeah. Mostly Republicans and mules.
Just take a bunch of videos of Terry kicking dust in the balls and then put them up on jackass.mx.
Wow. Oh, no. Terry, you should kick him in the balls, but with your good leg.
Okay.
Like, learn how to do a weird jump kick.
Or maybe I could
pivot kick.
I could pivot on my bad leg and then kick with my good one.
Oh, that's a great
idea.
Well,
I think that's the big kicker is you want to get your...
kicker!
You want your leg to be in free form mode, and then you use that to kick, right?
Well, it's your ball, so
well,
kind of up to
no,
you.
I'm not visualizing that part of it.
Can you feel it, though, like emotionally?
I got some pillows.
When was the last time you were squarely kicked in the balls?
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, what does he have to do with it?
He was the one that did it.
I kicked a kid in the balls in the fifth grade, and I got in big trouble by the PE teacher because he said I could damage his private parts and that he might not be able to have kids.
Does he have any kids now?
I don't know, but I said, good, because that guy's a moron and he shouldn't have kids anyway.
That's what you said?
No, that's what I thought, though. He was teasing me. I was in fifth grade. He was probably teasing me about my leg.
So he was teasing you about how you were high and
exactly. He's like, I can't believe you were smoking a joint in the fucking bus shed in
why
fifth grade.
Why were you smoking a joint and playing Slayer riffs? It's the fifth grade. Slayer's not even a band yet.
Yeah, what the fuck's the matter with you? So I kicked him in the balls with my fake leg.
Did you take it off and kick? Use your arm strength to kick him.
One time, as a child, and you're getting teased for your leg, sometimes you show people, like I do it as an adult, well, look what I can do with it. And I swing it around on stage or whatever. Uh-huh. I was kicking this post that's like there was a breezeway with all these posts, and I was just kicking it with the shin of my fake leg. And about five kicks in, it just fucking snapped, and my foot went flying across the playground, and all the kids thought I was so cool then. I got to hop over to the bench and wait for my grandma to come get me at school. And they're like, did you see that? Terry kicked the pole till his foot flew off.
Oh, that would be really cool.
But they knew it was fake, but, you know, just kids, they get so excited about stuff.
Yeah, that'd be a good skit. You should write that up into an Inspired by True Events movie.
Well, it's definitely the first scene in the movie about Terry's life.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow, that is brilliant. Sure. I can see
for
it.
James Franco is playing him, for sure.
Were you wearing long pants at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you start the movie that way, then nobody knows that you only have one leg at the time, and like you're wondering what kind of movie it is. You're like, am I watching a movie about a kid who's impervious to pain or has adamantium exoskeleton on his one leg?
He's not.
Oh, no, his superpower is that he throws his foot.
And then it just smash cuts to him getting a free pizza from Pizza Now.
It's like, I made it, finally. All those years of pole kicking.
led me to the free pizzas I wanted.
That's right. Hey, this is kind of off the subject, but it's related. You were from New York. Whereabouts? Did you live in Brooklyn?
I did live in Brooklyn until I was like six.
Do you know where the Palmetto Playground is?
No, I don't.
It's on State Street.
Okay.
I lived off of Pennsylvania Avenue, a street that's named after a state.
That's just four blocks from there.
Is it also a space you can buy on Monopoly?
Yes.
Right on.
Wow. I'm sure it has to be.
And Park Place.
And it's where the president
You probably
lives.
Grew up thinking that rent where you lived was like $320 a month.
Did you know the White House was in Brooklyn, Dylan?
I'd never heard. This is the first time hearing.
Yeah, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
I'm pretty ignorant, though.
Yeah, D.C. is right in the middle of Brooklyn.
Yeah. That's why it's not a state.
Yeah.
It's just a... But anyway, that playground there was unveiled Friday as the new Adam Yauch Playground.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
cool.
I heard about this. Yeah, and they gave a really cool speech, too. I saw
the speech. Yeah, we talked about it last week, but because Seth's here and he's from New York,
right?
What?
Municipal Park Adam.
Where's my snare tadumps thing? Dang it.
Ooh, can I tell my really corny Adam Yauch joke?
Sure, while we're talking Yauch.
All right, check it out. Did you guys hear that his memoir is coming out?
No.
Yeah, they're putting out part A, part B, part C, and part D for free, but you have to fight for your right to part E.
Oh, that's not bad. Did you write that yourself?
I disagree.
I disagree. It's bad.
Never did it on stage.
Don't put that in here.
I won't.
Come on. What if you're doing a clean comedy show?
Then how will they know what the Beastie Boys are?
Oh, yeah. You have a point there.
That is true.
Yep. Oh, man. But, yeah, Adam Horovitz, a.k.a. Ad Rock, was there for the unveiling. And he didn't really give a cool speech, but he did say, I think he'd think it was pretty fucking cool. He had to cuss.
Yep.
Because he's a Beastie Boy.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I love those guys, though. We talked about that on Wednesday's show last week and how they influenced us and inspired us. And I was trying to think, you're about 10 years younger than me.
Something.
So.
How old are you?
Going to be 45.
Yeah, around that.
About 9. So you were probably like 8 or 7 when the Beastie Boys came out?
Yeah, brother, if I'm not mistaken, my brother went to high school with either Adam Yauch and Mike D or just... Or no. It definitely not Adam Yauch. It was either Adam Horowitz and Mike D or just Adam Horowitz. I can't remember. But yeah, I think he went to Lane, which was the same high school my brother went to, and pretty much everyone in Queens went to.
Right on. We were just talking about it with one of our guests from another show. He's in a doom metal band, but he said he was heavily influenced by them, and I think he's kind of your age. But yeah, when I found that, it was Run DMC just came out, and then I saw the dude from Slayer, like you said. Oh, the guy from Slayer? No, not Walk This Way.
You said Run DMC.
I did, but I hated that song.
Which member of Slayer died?
Jeff Hanneman.
Yeah. Are they going to give him a playground?
Hanneman Down. The Hanneman Down Park.
It should be the rundown playground that everybody goes to smoke weed with.
Yeah. There's a bunch of empty liquor bottles and stuff everywhere.
The one where there's always a stoner under the slide.
It'd be like
you guys know he was bitten by a snake, or not a snake, a spider, right?
No, I didn't know that. I thought that he died from liver
He
failure.
Did.
He did, but he was bitten by a spider like 2 years ago, and it ended up like infecting his whole arm.
Here's the coolest thing. He's in Slayer, and he had necrosis. Necroticizing something, blah, 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 that eats your flesh from the inside.
Yeah, like
I bet he thought
arm.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And so, we were thinking, man, what if that liver failure had to do with the fact that he drank really hard for 30 years and then got bit by a spider and this infection is coursing through his whole...
I'm sure it had...
into your liver, but...
I'm sure it didn't help.
No.
Right. Yeah.
But they did say it was cirrhosis of the liver, which is mostly from drinking. So
yeah.
It would have been cool if he would have got killed by a spider.
That spider bite, though, I mean, that put him out. He wasn't able to play or tour with them for, the last 2 years.
Yep.
We had the pleasure of interviewing Dan Harmon on our podcast, and he told the story that he toured the country in a tour bus that he rented.
Right.
And his driver, because the driver comes with the bus.
Sure.
Used to be the driver for Slayer.
Oh.
And he said the guys on Harmontown drink way heavier than the guys in Slayer.
Podcasters, that's where the real alcohol is.
Yeah. If you are a genius writer and you also podcast.
Or if you're Jeff Davis.
You can outdrink Slayer.
And if you want to get
thinking,
super
we're like,
drunk.
Oh, this is what we're doing. Podcasting, got to drink.
Hey, you better kick out the Jägermeister, huh?
I know. I do got some Jäger.
Holy shit. You guys want to get fucked up?
Oh, boy.
No.
You're driving? You drink for a reason.
Yeah, I do.
It's to get drunk.
Yep.
Is that a Ween tattoo?
I do have a Ween tattoo, yeah.
Sweet, right, Mugnish!
He's the biggest Ween fan I've ever met in my entire life.
That's not true. You've met me.
I think you guys need to have a celebrity
I've seen
Ween.
13 times.
I've seen him probably around 13 to 15 times and hung out with him 5 times.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well.
You win.
Including the first time I saw him. Which was in Chicago.
He's a little
bit
green right now, I think.
Well, that's fine.
No, it's not fine. He's upset.
I am.
I don't think you realize how big of a Ween fan he was. Like I just posted that I was listening to disc two of Paint the Town Brown last night. He's like, Vallejo! And then he's like, ah!
He got excited. What's your favorite Ween offshoot project?
Moist Boys.
God. That's mine.
Sorry. I do like the Moist Boys, and they are coming out with Moist Boys 5, and they're doing some stuff. I did try to look up Dean Ween's fishing blogs the other day. He took down the fishing brownie troupe.
Who's the lead singer of the Moist Boys?
No, I don't remember his name.
He wasn't. It was rumored for a long time. It was rumored that because they never really had a real, like, it was always a persona or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
It was rumored that it was Mike Patton because all of their stuff has come out on Epic Hack Records.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Huh. I know Nick Oliveri played
from Queens of the Stone Age. Yeah,
yeah. One of the times that I saw them and hung out with them was in Phoenix, Arizona, and Queens of the Stone Age opened for them. And I was like, I did not like them when they opened.
Yeah.
It was weird, and I don't know if they did it as a joke, but they all dressed like frat boys. Like, they were all wearing, like, pleated khaki shorts.
Queens or?
Queens.
Oh.
And they had, like, at the time, like, the baseball cap with the super curved brim that was also, like, really tight to your head, not
so
like
is
the
this
flat
like
brim caps that
2000
are
popular now.
Oh, yeah, it was before that. It was probably 98.
Yeah.
It was at Alice Cooper's bar.
See, because they were a brand new band at that point, so. Maybe they were just who knows what they were doing. But.
Yeah, I also got like me some Z-Rock Hawaii.
Yeah.
That was some good stuff.
That's funny because I saw Ween only once, but it was with Caius, which is Josh mm-hmm. Homme's other band.
Yeah, that was the first time I saw him was with Caius.
Yeah, they're really good.
I remember a guy who
I
was
woke
a
up
Ween
from my
fan.
Ween nap when you mentioned Caius.
<You're> like, those guys are silly and stupid, but Caius rocks.
Caius is fucking badass.
Yeah,
I remember when I first saw Caius and Ween.
Dude, I left before Ween actually played the first time.
I remember this guy, he was pogoing in the middle during Caius. He had this orange vest on, and he was jumping up and down yelling, butt rock, get off the stage at Caius. And I was like,
that guy.
And I went to go and see Caius. I'd never heard of this Ween. Somebody
I didn't know
told
who they
me
were.
They sounded, I wouldn't like them. Or no, they said I would like them because they sounded like they might be giants.
Whoa.
That's and, a weird comparison.
Obviously didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
There was a show on that basically was 120 minutes before 120 minutes was a show, and I think the name of the show was Alternative Nation.
Uh-huh.
And I remember being 13 years old, and I was watching it because they had a special report on death metal.
Oh.
And that was like this new thing that was emerging and becoming popular. And so they were talking about like Obituary and Carcass and stuff
we
like that.
We just played some Obituary.
And lost my virginity to Obituary. That's
sweet.
A totally different story.
Well, their guitarist just got busted with a meth lab.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just like last weekend. He called the cops on himself.
I'm unsurprised.
He called the cops on himself.
This is my friend's meth lab. I'm just holding it for him.
He called the cops from the woods behind his house and said, someone kicked in my door and I think they're in my house. Please come and search it. And they searched it. And when they got in there, they're like, what's that smell coming from the master bedroom? Oh, man.
Meth is like the only drug that'll make you so paranoid that you call
the cops on yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, Alternative Nation.
Oh yeah. So and then they did right after that they did a news report about this new crazy band that does it. It's just two guitarists and they have a drum machine and it was Ween. And
didn't
I
you guys touch
album.
On that on one of
yeah,
the?
Yeah, I think
just
we,
for a
sec- I know that I told that. Story
I remember hearing
you,
it must have been on Go Regrets.
Maybe it was.
I saw it on the Kraft Channel.
It could have been on Go Regrets or it could have been on...
Oh, the Kraft Channel.
Yeah, I was watching that the other day.
It might have been on One to Whatever. I think we... we talked about it in the live One to Whatever. With
oh, that's what it was.
I thought that show was called Gorgrets.
Gorgrets!
It is now, for sure.
Gorgrets.
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 I thought
that's
it was.
That
I thought
is
it was
definitely
a
the name of my character in the next fucking tabletop gaming campaign that I join. Gorgrets.
Gorgoroth. What do you say? Gorgrets.
Yeah.
Gorgets.
Now you have to get that game of GURPS going, don't
you? Yeah, for sure. I'm trying to get a GURPS campaign started.
GURPS? Ooh,
yeah.
GURPS. What is GURPS?
GURPS is the universal role playing system.
Yeah, but what's the universe?
You build it yourself. It's like it's D&D for idiots. Like,
oh, you just build your own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like if you're a magician, you're just like, what kind of spells would you like? And then they say, what kind of spells do you have? And you say, that's not how it works. What kind of spells would you like? And you're like, I want one that shoots fire. You're like, cool.
So it's got a lot of Dungeon Master.
Do you just write down the word cool?
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
That's cool, but it has like the basic dice system and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, but a very basic dice
system. Yeah, probably the Dungeon Master kind of can do whatever they want with. Cool.
Where's your 12-sided die?
Somewhere.
Damn it. It's always on the table.
It used to be.
You ever use it to settle disputes?
Always.
No, I had a segment where I just rolled a 12-sided die.
And then we said the number, and then that was it.
Wow!
It was, you know, super what? I don't know why that's a segment on your show and not its own podcast.
Welcome to 12-sided die.
You could do one a month.
if we were trying to put out 3 episodes of the podcast cast a week, we'd probably have segments where we did shit like that too.
It's called the 12-sided die cast.
Yeah. You gotta have, you know, dead air stuff laying around, I guess, right?
Yeah.
We just smoke lots of pot and roll dice around and
sure.
Talk to people. So before we get any further,
one time it landed on 6.
I had a brilliant idea for a new segment for your show.
Oh, we take all right. Suggestions.
Here's the segment: is that you, Terry, put your fake leg on the table.
All right,
and then dust tickles your foot until you actually laugh.
That's funny, because he was just talking about bringing back that game from the late 70s, early 80s called Make Me Laugh, where you had three comedians come out.
Sure.
Dude, I have that on here. If we want to do it, we could do it live.
I don't know. I'm a little bit embarrassed because it made myself laugh, but you want to tickle?
Well, I laughed on it, too.
I'm laughing at it. It hasn't even begun, but it's happening, and I'm laughing at the fact that it's happening.
So
it's
if
brilliant.
That show was happening and I just went...
I have the perfect view for that. Me and Dust had the best view because it was.
I'm digging all this visual humor.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
For the listener,
that's for my friends who didn't get a chance to watch the show or listen to.
Don't
this,
worry,
yeah,
listeners. We
show.
Won't put up pics.
For the listeners.
There's a
Terry
picture.
Magically made his leg appear.
I don't know if it ever got anywhere, but you took a picture of me with my.
Yeah, it's on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm on the Facebook page.
I made it.
You're like the only.
Nice.
It's like you and pictures of us with Mark Maron,
and that's it. Yeah,
that means that's
just the two big ones.
Yeah, just the two big guests,
Terry and Mark. That's it.
All right, I have a new segment. I would like to play it right now. It's about 20 seconds long.
Okay.
Is this hooked up for volume?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you got? 20-second segment.
Yeah.
And go.
Oops.
With Tom Topic.
Wait, start
Hey, Pickle Dicks, this is Hot Topics with Tom Topic and Jared Nelson. I have a topic for you. Is NASCAR a sport?
Kind of.
All right, this has been Hot Topics with Tom Topic.
So he started a new podcast. Called,
it's just that?
Well,
that's the one episode, yeah.
He's already recorded like 28 episodes. Every episode starts with, hey, Pickle Dicks, Tom.
I can't believe you got fucking Tom Topic.
I know.
Get.
That guy's great.
That's a really big get for a Tangent podcast.
The shortest
sure.
episode.
We're talking about Tangent Oregon, not Tangent.
Yeah, Tangent Oregon.
The shortest episode was about ears, right?
Yeah.
And he said, here's a topic
Wait,
for
I
you.
Could,
okay, it was even funnier.
Give me another one of those for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm subscribing to that podcast.
For sure.
It's a never miss.
Is that up on iTunes?
Hey, Pickle Dicks, this is Hot Topics with Tom Topic and Jared Nelson. I have a topic for you. Is NASCAR a sport?
Dude, that's the same one.
Hey, Pickle Dicks, this is Hot Topics with Tom Topic and Jared Nelson. I have a topic for you. Ears.
Yep, people have them.
All right, this has been Hot Topics with Tom Topic.
So in case
it's
you guys
available on iTunes right now.
Not yet.
Put it on iTunes. No. We will spotlight it. We will
do
an entire segment on our show about this
I do
show.
Have one,
That
though.
Is a show that I would be interested in picking up.
That is the best show
like,
in the
I don't
world.
Care how much fucking work you have on your table.
It doesn't
Start
take
putting
up a lot
that
of...
on our network.
Make it like a really fancy logo
Can
for
we
it?
Sign you by the end of the record? The end of the hour, only Tom Topic.
My only request would be Tom would require the, an intro song be written for the show. That
oh, for sure.
At
oh,
yeah, least yeah. 90 seconds.
Absolutely.
All right.
Awesome. Well, in your topic, your topical podcast lasts 16 to 38 seconds.
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
It's the best.
That's my favorite thing. I like the way you always say, I have a topic for you.
Yeah. As I'm trying to read and figure out which one I'm going to throw at him.
In case you don't know, Jared Nelson is the program director for Sick Daddy Radio and the DJ, and he's a super fan who films all of the band's performances, but funny
was
guy.
He the guy that was here the first time I ever did your show that was
Maybe.
Doing audio?
No, that was Jeff.
Oh, yeah, it was Jeff.
Oh, Jeff
that
Simpson,
was his
yeah.
Name, yeah.
Yeah, but Jared's, he's a cool dude, but yeah. And so they did several episodes, but yeah, we're going to do more, too. I think he's onto something, that Tom Topic.
All right, are you guys big classic rock fans?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I have a challenge, all right?
Okay.
And it's a one-minute challenge, and I'll play the song, and as soon as you can name the
are
song...
Are we working as a team? I need to know that. Or are we competing against each other?
What do you guys want to do?
I think we should compete against each other. It'd be
it's funnier. Just these okay. guys, right?
No, this is everybody.
Oh, you too?
No.
I'm gonna win.
Dustin's gonna sweep.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, right. So it's the three of us against each other.
Yes.
And just the first person to chime in.
Yeah.
Oh wait, is this like a name that tune type
yes.
thing where you start playing a thing and then I say the name of the song?
Yeah. First person.
Win,
I'm just gonna say whoever's the first to say the name of the song wins.
Are we penalized for incorrect guesses?
Or can we just guess like crazy? Like,
all right, ring in by saying your name, and then I'll stop the music.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
How do we ring in? Like,
say your name.
Dylan, Out in the Chipmunks.
Nope. Terry.
What?
Bob Dylan.
What song?
Let it play a little longer. So I know what you did. It's backwards and then it's sped up.
Seth. Bob Dylan. Blowing in the Wind.
No.
Oh. Seth. Stella Blue.
No.
God.
Tangled Up in Blue. Oh, sorry, Terry.
I got it mixed up.
That's
the other song.
I'll finish it out. It's got 15. Here comes the big hint, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Tangled up in blue. Blue.
All right, you scored 17 points because you guessed it was 17.
That song is not
left.
As good as I remember.
Parts of it sounded garbled and slow.
You know, I guess I'm so used to like digital audio production now.
Yeah, that's
so, like,
it.
Analog just sounds like garbage.
How did we ever
me?
Listen to that?
I
used to rock out to that song.
Everybody, it's pretty easy to tell that Bob Dylan song, right?
Yeah. Did you make that yourself?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you on?
Oh, dude, I spent like an hour making that.
I love how your brain works. Still, that was a callback to my last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, all episodes.
Yeah. Everything.
Well, we talked about it in
just
the podcast,
that one song?
Guys.
Do we have more?
No, that's all I got.
It took him an hour to make that.
We've talked about it on the podcast cast before. For those listening who don't know, Seth and I do a podcast that's about other podcasts.
It's called the Podcast Cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Seth and I have gotten onto discussions about Dustin Gash's beautiful fucking brain.
Yes.
Yeah, and then I forget what I was saying.
this is going to that moment is going to be a conversation on our podcast.
for sure.
And his alter ego Tom Topic.
Tom Topic's my hero.
I have a topic for you.
Do you guys know who David Sedaris is?
Yes, absolutely. I love David Sedaris.
All right, I saw him. I know I haven't heard the name. What does he do other than write?
He's on This American Life sometimes.
Oh, is that the guy?
Yeah.
He's not Ira Glass, guy. But he's on This American Life quite a bit.
Yeah, he's a writer.
He's an essayist.
Right. Yeah, well, and I saw him.
He does a lot of live readings of his material and his work.
Yeah, I saw him on John Stewart, I think it was.
Yeah. He just came out with a new book.
The other night. What's the name of his book?
I forget.
It's got a name of an animal in it.
It's owl. It's Diabetes and Owl.
Let's see. If that's not it, it's almost exactly it.
Yeah, he always has really interesting titles for his book.
He said
when you are engulfed in flames.
Yeah. He likes to do polls when he goes out on these book signings.
Polish girls?
Polls. And so what he did was he had this theory going in before the book tour that people with beards own guns.
That's pretty accurate.
No, what he found out was people who have beards, their fathers own guns.
Oh.
80% accuracy, he said.
Dustin, can you confirm this?
Does your father have a beard?
No. Does his father have a gun?
Yes. Yeah.
And he has a gun.
Mm-hmm.
My dad has a beard and a gun.
No, the idea is if you have a beard, your dad has a gun, right? Mm-hmm. And that works.
I don't have a beard.
You have a beard sometimes, and your dad has a gun sometimes.
I don't have a beard, and my dad's dead. I wonder if that's another thing.
It might be. You need to
85% of men without beards.
Everybody
dads are
that's clean shaven is an orphan.
Batman,
you need to do
check
your own book tour.
Yeah.
The poll tour. I just have to write it all down and poll audiences, comedic audiences.
Oh my gosh, that'd be the most boring and awesome show ever.
All right, I just got these questions for you guys. Dude, don't laugh, just raise your hand.
Please don't laugh. Yeah. Please don't laugh.
It's not supposed to be funny. Okay, before we take up any more of the whole hour with complete fun and nonsense, I want to touch on that tangent audio network.
Sure.
How did that, I'm sure I kind of know what inspired it, but I'll let you guys tell. What inspired you guys to actually undertake this huge fucking load of work?
It was one specific interview that really started it.
Yep.
Which is our interview with Dustin Martian, or aka Dustin Marshall.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, you mispronounced
you know, his
that
stage name is yeah Dustin Marshall.
I might be related to that guy.
Potentially.
Yeah.
He does the Feral Audio Network. In L.A., they do Chelsea Peretti's show called Chelsea Peretti. Todd Barry's new podcast is on it.
Neil Hamburger.
Harmontown's on that as well.
Steve Agee. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them.
And we interviewed him, and I don't know, his outlook was just fucking inspiring to us.
Yeah.
And it's weird that it was inspiring to us because he's like, all I ever do is work, I make no money. And we're just like, we should get it on that.
We want to be like you.
It's way more of a attainable goal than like, I'm going to make a bunch of money doing something.
Yeah,
As soon as he said 3 hours of sleep a night on an air mattress for the past 4 years, we were like,
sign us up.
He's got to be a little bit crazy in the head, too.
He is. He's bipolar.
Well, I mean, just because of the fact of sleep deprivation.
Sure.
Yep.
I mean, I actually think he's been riding a mania for the last, like, year and a half.
If I go, like, 3 or 4 days with that little of sleep, it really starts to affect me to where I can't fucking focus and, like, I can do 1 or 2 3-hour nights.
He's editing a podcast right now.
He's into it. He's into that.
Obviously.
He's
right now.
You could probably say that about me on most days. It'd be true.
He's working on a podcast right now called Brain Warp the Baby Eater, and there's 3 more episodes of it. It's like a radio play. Mm-hmm. And the production is so elaborate that it's 3 hours of editing for every 1 minute of content. Yeah. And so that's how fucking obsessive that guy is.
Why?
And each one of the episodes is like a half hour to 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
It's basically, sorry not to cut you off, but it's basically like old time cartoons where you had to sketch every fucking panel.
It's the podcast version of that. And like Bob Odenkirk's on that. It's fucking great.
But he's also right now, he is editing the audiobook for the new Mr. Show book.
Yeah.
And in the audiobook, they're taking liberties of actually doing some of the stuff that they wanted to do in the movie that they didn't get to make.
Yeah, so like the shit that was cut or never got made from Run, Runny, Run is going to exist in audio form on that audiobook.
Yeah,
dude, cool. That is a fantastic fucking movie.
I love it too, and they hate it.
They hate it because, and it doesn't make me, I mean, it makes me sad for them, but at the same time, I'm like, if I love what we got after the studios fucked with it so much, then their version has to be incredible.
Yeah,
right.
But I remember when it came out and they actually said, it's not that good. You probably shouldn't buy it. But everyone bought it anyway that was a super fan, including me.
It was
fantastic.
The reason we started Tangent was a mix of that interview and the fact that we already had a podcast about fucking podcasts. So clearly we like a lot of podcasts.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you guys had ideas for other podcasts that you wanted to do.
Yeah. And there's networks that in New York and there's tons of networks in LA.
Shit.
But there was nothing that was really representing the Pacific Northwest.
Not even in like Seattle, is there?
You had the,
I don't think so. Nothing.
A couple
like
of really small upstarts, I'd say.
Yeah. And we do focus on mostly comedy podcasts. Right now we have one music podcast and one, kind of non-comedy thing in the mix. Well, the food one is kind of a comedy show.
The food one is a comedy show too, so.
Yeah, Go Regrets is not really that much of a comedy show.
Gorgrets.
I laughed at Gorgrets.
Gorgrets. And, I mean, it has funny moments in it because it's conversations.
Right.
But, I mean, we're really delving into a lot of dark shit.
Yeah,
so.
Your issues, right?
Yeah, and, but
I learned a lot about
Dylan
when I listened to that episode.
I'm a fucked up person. You should go listen to that episode.
Yeah, the first episode of Go Regrets is fantastic, and the second one will be up next week with Shane Torres.
Awesome.
That is equally, astounding.
Is this going up Monday?
Wednesday.
This is going up Wednesday. It came out yesterday, so go listen to Shane Torres on Go Regrets.
Go Regrets.
Gorgrets.
You know, the first couple times I saw Shane Torres, he kind of delved into some heavy family stuff about his dad's girlfriend, and like, just I don't even remember. I think the reason I remember it the most is because I did a show at the Speakeasy with you, and him and Richie Stratton, like a year and a half ago or something like that, and I filmed his set. And so when you do that, you end up watching it,
right?
And so I've watched it a few times, and.
Is that the one where I take his picture in the middle of the thing?
I think so.
And he looks at me and he goes, did you get it?
Yeah.
I was like, sorry, I didn't know my flash was on.
Yeah. But so I just by remembering that set and seeing him a few other times in Portland and stuff, I could tell that it would probably be a little bit even heavier than
mine. Yeah, he gets really personal on stage, and that's one of the reasons that I thought it would be great to have him in
for sure.
Actually, we're recording another episode tonight with Mike McGee.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I don't think she was super stoked about it, but I told my wife, I told Seth I wanted to go on that show, and she's like, what's it about again? I was like, it's about regrets, and she's like, what do you regret? And I was like, we all have regrets. It's just, you just tell the first time you ever remember feeling regret, the most recent regret, and then your biggest regret ever. She's like, what was that last part? Your biggest regret ever. She's like, so you're going to say, if he has me on, I'm going to do what I'm going
to
do.
I'm excited about that show. But there's a thing where I'm having to teach Seth how to produce podcasts now.
Yeah.
Because I was in the room for Shane's episode just recording it. Mm-hmm. And I should never fucking be in the room for those things.
Yeah.
But they're
it always should be just me and a guest.
Yeah. And it's a great episode, but it was weird as fuck to sit there recording it and listening to it.
Yeah, I just listened.
Can you just kind of hide underneath a desk or something? You can just kind of peer.
A little computer box over your head.
You just see fingers.
I could take 5 minutes to learn how to press record on a computer program.
But that could be part of the atmosphere, though. You could have people.
Did we just hear Dylan weeping under a table?
Yep.
No, you have four or five people just kind of hidden around the room, and you just, every once in a while, you see their eyes. Is that somebody over there? Is somebody else in here? No, it's just the two of us.
Just keep talking about your personal shit.
Yep.
Right.
I heard you guys were going to get Scoots, maybe?
Scoot is now officially on.
Because I checked a few days ago and it wasn't on.
Yeah, it just finally went on, and I'm still getting all the back episodes up on there.
And what was the other one that's not you guys?
There's Time Lapse with Michael Knockstead.
I didn't recognize his name. Is he local?
He's a musician. He plays in a band called The Ground Blooms in Eugene. And,
you were going to do an episode, a music thing back then.
And that's what that show is, but it's his show now.
You should listen to the first episode of that show musician. It is fantastic.
It's cool. I'm super proud of that show. And I'm not even the host, but it's one of the best things I think I've ever been involved with that show.
If you can manage to work your songs out on acoustic for that,
you could be on that podcast.
I have a ton of acoustic songs.
Cool.
If you talk to him and he needs a guest, say.
Yeah, there's a very specific format. Listen to it so that you understand.
You'll understand what it is.
And then you can start picking what you would like to use.
That's a cool fucking show.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm a whore. I'll go on anything, anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'll fuck anybody for money. Wait,
weird.
What just happened?
Will you go on podcasts where you fuck people for money?
As long as...
Because that's a new podcast that is going to be launched on the network.
Well, I'm not, after
I'm not comfortable
it's called
doing
Money
that.
Shots.
I'm not comfortable doing that on video.
It's called Money Shots podcast. With Dylan Flynn. That's where Dylan invites people. His guest comes on the podcast.
And he splooges
just the
on
sound
it.
Of you guys having intercourse.
And then money being exchanged.
Right, right. It's like that noise that Terry's making with his cheek. Yeah. And then the sound of change hitting the floor. And that's it.
An occasional, ow! No, I don't
so
know.
After...
not on your episode.
And then I say bye, and then you hear me order a pizza, and then the episode ends.
Now clean it up.
So,
but on Terry's episode, he'll provide the pizza for you.
Instead of the pay.
Yeah, it'll be
somebody
pizza
order
now.
A pepperoni pizza? Well, here's the
sausage.
Pizza, and here's the pepperoni.
Yeah.
So on Go Regrets, you have somebody, and it's kind of like you're clearing your sins.
Yeah,
kind
of.
Almost. So,
yeah.
So
it's not unlike
coming,
a confession, a secular confession.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at, is after that, what are you going to do now that they're clean? You're going to have to provide a way for them to come and cleanse themselves of the new sins as they gather new sins. You're going to have
point.
To do a
Yeah, we'll have to do follow-up episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be like, hey.
Hey, have you
hey, the last sense? Time we talked to you.
Your biggest regret was...
Your face wasn't melted off by that fire you were in. That meth lab. Do you have any new regrets?
Yeah. Don't blow on a meth fire.
And then, I was trying to inhale.
The other show that's not getting enough attention right now on Tangent Audio is One to Whatever.
Yeah,
I listened to it. I laughed my ass off. Actually, that was pretty funny.
Which episode did you listen to?
The Josh Fitch.
The Josh Fitch live one. Yeah,
the KI one is really
good
too.
But listen, but it looks interesting.
It made me
about
interested
pop culture and our lives.
It interests me to listen to the KI design or whatever his name is one because he called you or texted you during
the
podcast that you were doing with Josh.
Yeah,
and then you said he was on the first.
No,
episode.
He called. Josh.
Oh, he called Josh.
And to show Ron Funches called me.
Oh, that's right. That's
both
right.
Both in the same time in the middle of the
episode. The KI episode is all about violence.
Yeah. He wanted his thing because
a band guy or who is
he's
this?
He's
an MC.
He's known as a battle rapper,
oh,
but
okay.
He also is in the group The Architects, which is an awesome hip hop collective.
I thought about starting a rap music station 24/7.
Well, talk to KI Design.
Yeah.
The Architects. Do you have that much rap that you can
No,
play?
I was going to have Mike station manage. He said he had a few tracks, but I didn't know.
You didn't have to run 24/7, brah.
I don't know.
Just record one 24-hour rap song.
Dude, that would be awesome.
One marathon rap song?
Just put the Tagcast rap
like
on.
How many hours
loop?
Of that would just be like you going into like some sleep-deprived mode where you're just going rap? Rap.
In that hour that I made, in that hour that I made the Bob Dylan, that Bob Dylan song earlier, I did put him doing that song over a beat.
Yeah,
he's weak. You would have to
tangled up in glue.
Provided for me, Mike Lee Beats.
No, if it was a rap song, you'd have to call it tangled up.
I don't think I have it.
Oh, I love my boo. I love my boo. So, did you ever think about using that bed that he sent us, that gangster rap bed?
Yeah, I don't have it.
Dude, it's weird. It doesn't work, really.
I don't think it was kind of weird.
You don't think it was, or you do?
I do think it was.
You said I don't think
I
it was.
I don't think it was kind
well,
of
weird.
Exactly.
It was
thank
two
you.
Different thoughts.
Sure.
I just didn't separate
I don't think
them.
It would work. I think it's kind of weird became I don't think it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I follow.
He's
I follow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's very smart. Okay, so that's a total of like five with the scoot, press scoot to continue. Is that five that you
so
have?
It's
got to be six
because
I'm looking into that.
We all have the cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Okay.
One to whatever.
One to whatever.
The podcast cast.
Right.
Okay. Go regrets.
Time lapse.
Time lapse.
Press scoot to continue.
Press scoot to continue.
Seven. Oh, six.
And then we have one more that we've been trying to get on for a while, and we've
just
been
some production
really
issues
busy.
That have been
Harland Highway.
And but I Is it safe to announce?
Yeah, announce.
Yeah, we're getting Danny Feltz, who is a Portland comic and just all around production guy. He works with the Spicy News guys.
Yep,
he has a really interesting podcast where he records it while he's walking around Portland with his guest. So they record it. It's like a remote, and it's just called Regular People with Danny Feltz, and they just have conversations about life and living in Portland and all sorts of stuff. So
that's kind of cool. We were talking about doing something similar to that, but a way shorter. We're going up to Portland to get some interviews with some Portland comics that you know, we can't really compensate them to drive down here.
Right.
You guys know that whole deal. And
you're getting your Dom Frost interview on.
Nope, he said he couldn't do it.
Nope.
Yep, he first didn't answer my email for a long time. And then then he just was like,
And then you called.
No, I didn't call. But anyway, yeah, so then afterwards, there's going to be, it's on a Sunday night, and there's three or four mics going on that night, so we're going to try to hit some open mics and then just maybe do random man-on-the-street interviews with people in Portland.
That's
just
a great idea. Yeah.
You know what I thought would be fun, though, is since we have it, like, laid out in a block, you know, guest after guest. If a guest wants to come early, so we'll have two recorders. They could take the one recorder and go out and before their episode and do some little bits on the street if they want.
That's true.
You guys should go to the bar of the Embers and just stand outside on a Friday or Saturday night.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's record where you should do people. All of your man on the street interviews.
Whereabouts
right
is
right
that?
In the heart
that's
of old
town. Yeah, it's in Old Town. It's a block away from the Brody Theater.
Okay.
But
it's colorful characters.
Yeah, there's
Adrian Brody. Would you find him there?
I guess it's a gay bar, but
a mixed bar, I guess.
It's one of the gay bars where a lot of straight women go because it's a great dancing environment.
Right.
But every time that I do a show at the Brody Theater, I'm always standing on the street after the show. And there'll be like a guy walking by with fur leggings on. And then there'll be
in
like,
a unicorn suit
it'll be,
on.
Yeah, it'll be like the middle of winter and there'll be like four girls in bikinis walking by and like complaining
Portland has one mounted police officer who walks around in that area. Yeah. So you could even interview the horse cop.
Yep. Yeah.
Or
you could
just
see
the horse.
A centaur.
Yeah, interview the horse.
Dust could interview the horse while Terry interviews the cop.
Well, I would probably ask the cop if he's ever
owned a horse. And he would look at you and then arrest you for being stoned.
Did you hear about
not in Portland?
Did you hear about the lady who she wanted to quit smoking? So what she did was they have
owned a horse.
They have a smoke free. No, she stuck the cigarette the end in the horse's ass and then before she'd no. What?
What?
They got a smoke-free jail over there. And so what she did was she went and she waited all day for a deputy to walk out of the city hall. And when he did, she slapped him and then got sent to jail for 63 days.
So okay,
she quit smoking.
Wow.
Smart.
I guess if you could afford
it's
to
only
just
a misdemeanor.
I know, but don't you have like
if I could afford
bills?
To miss that much
that's what
work,
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
If I could emotionally afford to be
in
away
jail?
From my family for that long, and if I didn't have any bookings for 64 days, I still wouldn't do that.
And have,
but, well, you could have 64 days of bookings, though, couldn't you?
In the prison?
I mean, because you would have an audience that couldn't leave.
Yeah, but you'd also have 64 days.
Right, but I don't
days.
Think they pay very well.
No, they wouldn't pay very well, but it'd be great for, like, working out
crowd
a special.
Work?
No, like, they do that thing in jail where, like, minimum wage for, like, in, you know, prisoner labor is like 25 cents an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
$2
so,
a day. Yeah.
But I usually get paid like two drinks for every show that I do.
Sure.
So in jail, would they just give me like a thimble full of Pruno?
Yeah, exactly. One thimble of, actually you get two thimblefuls of Pruno for a 10-minute set.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, right. Of course.
And true. Also, if you went to jail, you'd have to worry about for 64 days whether the rape stories are true or not. In prison.
Hey, let's get on to this subject so we can get this show publicized on the Portland Comedy Board.
Do it.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
Have you guys been following the Facebook controversy about rape humor?
Oh, right.
I saw a couple posts, but I don't know if I know the whole gist of the thing.
Well, some new blogger wrote a thing about how, like,
jokes aren't
you know,
funny.
The idea was, you know, it was a further of the rape joke thing, but it was basically the gist of the article was, why is there a double standard? Why can you say all this horrible shit about rape, but then also like not joke about other things because those are dear to you or whatever.
Right.
And it's
like
just
a personal preference of what's sacred and what's not.
Yeah.
Well,
and that's
comedy
just
is subjective.
That is how comedy works. And it's also how life works, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, okay, this was covered in one of the things. And so this is not me saying this. Somebody wrote this on the Portland Comedy Board, but it made sense. If I've been molested and I do material about being molested in front of an audience because it helps me deal with my issue.
Right.
But what if that material ruins somebody's night because they were molested and they just don't,
they don't want to deal
with it or whatever. And shit is, in my opinion, irrelevant. You know, I mean, you're going to like a certain comedian because you like the majority of the types of jokes
and his demeanor and his personality on stage.
Like
and
him
once
as a performer.
Every once in a while, he might say something that just is like kind of over the line. You'll go, fuck, man, that guy's great. But you know, it's like, he's just almost,
but then you move on. You know, the guy doesn't stick with the same joke.
Exactly.
Right.
Maybe does a callback every once in a while.
Yeah. Most don't make me rape you.
Hello. Whoa. My headphones got weird.
I think most rape jokes are awful and lazy. Like, most of them are usually just like,
yeah,
hey, this is a button I can push to make people uncomfortable. I'm going to push it.
And I have heard people use the word rape without making a rape joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not like that. And that's the deal, is like, as a comic, I support anybody's right to say whatever the fuck they want on stage. As long as you're cool with me not liking it, and I'm not going to get in your face, and I'm not going to.
Yeah, I ain't the joke police.
Yeah,
and you're not.
If it was a close friend of mine, like, I would go up to them and I'd say, "Hey, have you ever like a friend of? I think you guys have had it on the podcast, Andy Bradwin.
Yeah,
he had a joke where he said faggot in it.
Oh yeah,
and I said, "Hey, I think that joke would be equally as funny if you just said pussy." Because he was using it as to describe somebody that was like weak you know.
What if he said cigarette instead?
Or bundle of sticks.
Bundle of sticks might be pretty funny, actually, because it would take people a couple seconds and then they'd go,
did he change it?
He tried pussy once and he didn't like how it sounded and he kept doing faggot. And guess what? We're still friends. Yeah. I just don't like that joke.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
It's fine.
And every once in a while,
that was some good common sense right there.
Yep.
Just hit me between the eyes.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about being the joke police. It's kind of like it's a slippery slope, because if you open yourself up to being like, I'm going to be the person who tells people that their jokes are not good.
Yeah.
Then everybody's going to tell you your jokes.
And so, are you guys saying that there's a little bit of a controversy on the Portland Comics Board about the rape? Whether you should do rape jokes or not, or they're just
drop names, but there are definitely people.
Yeah, there are people that are talking about it.
Well, because there's always something going on, like that deal about that guy that did the radio show that said that women aren't funny. Did you see that? And then there's the other thing about I don't even know. There's always something. It's so entertaining.
What if we created though a panel of comedians that were the joke police? That, you know, whenever somebody's like, I don't know if this is okay. Then you have
like
this panel.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like Joan Rivers and Kelly Osbourne and the Fashion
Andy
Police.
Andy Dick. You'd want Andy Dick on there.
By the way, he just lost on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no.
Nobody saw that coming.
Now he can be on Peeing in the Fountain.
You guys see that movie?
With the Stars.
With the Stars.
You guys see that movie?
Well, at the point where they're at the season where Andy Dick is a star, they should just put a question mark to the end of the show.
Stars?
Dancing with the Stars?
Next he could be
put a star next to it.
He's going
to
go right down the He's going to go right down the street and be on Splash.
No, I just to put a button on the joke police thing is that on the Portland Comedy Board, there's a few comics I see who will make posts like, I was at an open mic last night, and this dude said this joke, and it was disgusting. We should shame that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read the joke, and I'll think, that's a fucking disgusting joke, and it's stupid, and I hate it. But I also hate the idea of comics banding together to be like, you are other.
Yeah.
When I first started doing comedy, it was almost, and this was just a few years ago, it was almost like a thing where it was like, hey, when you're starting out, you better get your abortion joke and your rape joke. Like, it was like everybody had to have the super edgy, shocking material. But, and I wrote an abortion joke because I think abortion should be legal. And I wrote a joke that I liked and it made sense to me.
Sure.
And then I wrote a joke because I really don't want to talk about rape, but I did write a joke that was making fun of that whole thing.
Right.
And it was like, you know, I'm going to rape the next person. I'm going to force sex on the next person that says that I should write a rape joke. And it, sure. Which is, you just heard that that's a dumb joke and I did it twice.
Yeah. Sure.
Never did it again. But yeah, I was, I don't have to do that.
But when you go out there and like you're saying on an open mic night and somebody says a joke that might be off color or whatever, and it gets said to like a dozen people, right, at the bar, and then somebody takes that and goes and puts it on a public forum, and then, you know, 100, 1,000 people see it. Why are you reaching that horrible joke to mass audiences?
Because you get off on telling people what's right and what's wrong, I guess. But it was an awful joke. I remember the joke. It was so dumb. It's like the thing that is awful about it more than the rapes part of it is just how lazy it is. Like, mm-hmm. it's a thing that anybody could have thought of. Where it's like, date rape? I'd never date a lady that I was good at rape. That was literally the joke.
Well, if you want to go with a date rape joke, you're going to want to take the date and the prune approach, right? Because the date eventually turns into prune.
Right.
You go with the wrinkle, you know?
See, that's a smarter rape joke right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
You want to make them think before it's funny if you're going to go into that mode.
Think about fruit.
Anytime you have a bad joke, you can always try to turn it to a song.
Dylan, we don't like gay jokes either. Come on.
That's true.
Yeah, don't be a fag.
Don't be a half bundle of sticks.
I won't. Just a half bundle because he didn't say the God part.
Yeah.
I actually stopped playing Xbox Live because I would play with a group of friends that
Dude, that is the most used word, right?
No, listen, I would play with a group of friends of mine and we would play in a closed chat so we could only hear each other.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they were people that I knew in life that never used those words.
Right.
But when you get into a game of fucking Modern Warfare, they just start, yeah, how do you like that, faggot?
Why is it?
It's like, I don't understand. And I was like, why are you using that word? And he goes, I only use it on here. And I was like,
I swear to God, man.
It's like, the it doesn't make sense. Like,
it
your
turned
logic
into like,
did he have the speakers on so he could hear the opponent? So he could be saying it to the
No.
So he was just yelling
we
for
his closed chat. Yeah.
He was yelling to his team.
He was yelling it to me and like his three buddies or whatever.
So it's been warm lately, so we keep our windows open and our kids have their windows open of their bedroom, and I've been going out on the porch to smoke a cigarette, and they're in there playing either Minecraft, no offense, but that's what they play, or Modern Warfare.
I love Minecraft.
I know, that's why I said I wasn't trying to make fun of you by dropping Minecraft. That's an actual thing
I
want to
know
do.
What Minecraft is after you're done.
Okay, and so then I'm just not even listening to him, but I'm just outside smoking a cigarette, and all of a sudden it turns into like the Mac Chase joke about two homophobes in a
Chinese with their penis with a Chinese.
Fuck you, faggot! No, fuck you, faggot! Fuck you, faggot! Your mom sucks dicks. Dick suck you, fucking.
I will almost guarantee that is only happening while they're playing Modern Warfare,
not Minecraft.
Minecraft is a nice game, huh? A more peaceful game, for sure.
The only commentary you would make. Like Minecraft is like neat window, or like ooh gold, that's diamonds.
Yeah, I'll hear our oldest son tell his girlfriend like he's got to go do something. And he's like, if you're playing this, he goes, make sure when you get to this person, you say this certain thing to him, and then so it's more like just a role playing, like a Zelda times 20.
Yeah, I don't even use it. Like I don't do any of
the stuff you're supposed to do
in the game. I just use it to build weird houses in trees and shit.
Right.
And
Minecraft is just like Legos in a video game if like Legos could do a lot more shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
Virtual Legos.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you could spend that entire game just underground.
Yeah, so you would be
open world where you could go, where you go and you see other people's creations as you walk around.
Yeah, and you chop down trees.
I don't play like that.
You can do that, but
yeah, I know.
Oh, you're on
offline
mode.
You chop down trees. You build shit.
He's a rebel when it comes to Minecraft. He doesn't play the way they're supposed to.
I have two games that are in survival mode and two games that are in creative mode. And creative mode is fun because you can have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't have to go out and find the elements that you need to build the things that you need.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, once you build something, you're just like, all right, I built that. Like, there's no challenge to it. But
there's
in survival mode,
there's fucking zombies coming after you.
There's zombies and spiders and skeletons that shoot arrows, and they all come after you. And aliens.
Yeah.
Or not
about,
aliens, but Endermen.
Plants versus Zombies.
I've played it. I enjoy it. I think
it's a good, solid game.
I suck at that game. My ADD makes, like, fucks me up on that game.
Oh, really?
I can't pay attention to that many things at once.
Yeah, I played it on Steam, but yeah, I would imagine it's a fun phone game as well.
I'm playing Castle Crashers. That's the shit I like.
Xbox Live?
I play it on Mac. But yeah.
But yeah, it's the four player where you're kind of white and black. And,
that's the one.
All right, yeah, I like that game, man. That was fun whenever I'd have four people over and had the four controllers and stuff. We'd bust out some.
I play a tower defense game on my phone. It's the Army of Darkness game from the Evil Dead trilogy. I like that.
I didn't realize until I got a smartphone how new of a genre that tower defense is.
Oh yeah,
it's the one that seems to be taking off the way that like music games took off.
I mean that's what Plants vs. Zombies is a tower defense.
Yeah,
game.
This is a game, plug your skin on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I think this is the longest we've ever went without mentioning our number one fan, Hans, and we got to get to this segment before I forget.
Hans's CD player.
Every day we tell people what's in Hans's CD player. This is our latest song. He likes Black Sabbath.
It's always something cool because you know he's a player.
Yeah, Hans is such a player. He always on Monday gives me a band I've never heard of, which let's see if you guys have heard of this. He had a band in his CD player called Martyrdod.
Don't know.
No,
it.
I have not heard that.
Me neither. So sorry, Hans. Today he's listening to the self-titled release from Sasquatch, which I've heard of Sasquatch.
Yeah, I've heard of Sasquatch.
Ah!
They're like a stoner metal band that I heard on YouTube. If you haven't heard them, check them out. He was listening to Sasquatch, which I think that it sounds kind of blurry when you listen to it. But other than that, it's pretty good stoner metal. And I was listening to Fear Factory.
I describe that album as real squatchy.
It's squatch.
Yep.
It's squatch metal.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about Fear Factory. They're coming to Portland on the 31st of this month. I saw them with Clutch and Sepultura back in 93.
Clutch is one of my favorite bands.
They're good, yes. And I was listening to Soul of a New Machine. Do you remember that one? That was like their first breakout album.
The Fear Factory?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You liked something?
No, I liked Fear of a Soul.
Fear of a New Machine. Soul of a New Machine.
Yeah. And then they came out with The Manufacture after, and that's the one that I went and saw them on, but they had that whole keyboard thing going on, and I didn't really get it. They were going a little, because Nine Inch Nails, and the David Bowie's kind of going techno with that. Everybody was trying to throw in their little techno thing.
I just, keyboard, man.
You go and
techno.
You buy tickets to go and see fucking David Bowie because you like his classic stuff, and then after you buy the tickets, he goes, "Oh, now I'm just gonna play techno on this tour." Well, fuck off.
That's why he doesn't like Faith No More because they're techno.
Techno.
No, just kidding.
Dust was invented in Detroit, and it's like
by Kid Rock.
Yeah, Kid Rock.
I think you just mean electronic music.
Yeah, or keyboard music.
Well, I'm just talking about the rise of that music that was coming out of the Nine Inch Nails.
Industrial is Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not techno.
Well,
we're chastising you right now.
It's kind
of all of us.
Get your genres straight, son.
Have you ever heard the band Chumbawamba?
Yeah.
They're the only techno band.
They played a show with Napalm.
Well, I've only heard that one song, though, that they played on the radio.
That's their only song.
Okay.
When you go to raves, it's just that song over and over again.
Yeah, everybody sings along.
I get knocked down, and then I dance again.
I had a show idea that it was called Rant and Rave, where people would rant over rave music.
Wow, because at first I was going to say that's been done, but... That hasn't.
It hasn't been done, yeah. And I don't know if it should be, but you can give it a shot.
Try everything once. So before we get off...
Hey, it'll never be as good as Tommy Topic.
That would be the thing, though, is you just rant about how lame the rave music was you were listening to.
That'd be so easy.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting off on it.
What were you listening to recently? I don't know what your musical tastes are. I know you like some alternative.
I do. I have like a wide variety. I'm very pumped for this Daft Punk album. I definitely do like electronic music. But
if you looked into your MP3 player or CD player.
Yesterday, I was listening to the new album by The National.
Okay.
They are incredible.
They're great band.
I'll
moody
have to look them up.
Rock music that it's like kind of slow build stuff, almost U2 inspired the way that it builds really slow, but then it's like a deep baritone singer.
Alligator.
Moody.
You got to get the album Alligator. That's like
Alligator,
the best.
And then also High Violet.
High Violet is really
their
incredible.
Two best.
That's
albums.
Like the most recent one.
And they
that
have
they
a,
did
that's
before
the new
this.
One.
That,
no, the new one. New oh, one. Fuck. What is the brand new one called? I don't remember. I just heard it for the first time yesterday, but it's really good.
Cool. Yeah. And what about you? Recent
lately,
listeners.
I've been listening to a lot of the hip hop. Most
Jay-Z.
Most now. Most
wait. Pause. Do your impression of hip hop music again.
Boop. That's exactly.
What the fuck?
See how bad we need these chairs, you guys. Dylan just fell down. Are you all right?
I just broke a chair.
You
all right,
dude?
As long as you're not broken.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
You invited a fat man on your show.
Here's
a
chair. Grab the throne over there.
Grab
dude.
That one there. Right. I wish this was a video podcast because I missed that.
I laughed heartily at Dustin's impression of hip hop music and it broke a chair. Don't make me break another chair, Dustin.
That's exactly what the album that I was listening to yesterday.
Listening to MC Boopy to Boop.
Yeah, I was listening to Boopity Boop.
I am MC Crayfish.
I was listening to MC Betty Boop.
Boop.
Most recently, I was listening to Killer Mike.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Really.
He's a fast rapper, man.
Yeah. R.A.P. Music?
Yeah.
Yes, R.A.P. Music was the name
Eminem?
Of the album.
Oh.
Yeah, very, right. Very much so.
Is he fast?
I don't know the guy.
I don't think of him. I think of him as, like, aggressive in his style, but I don't really think of it. Like, when I think of fast rappers, I think of, like, Twista. Like
what about Yellow Wolf?
I've never heard of him.
He's in
Odd
Future.
Well, when Eminem first came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is he?
He's in the Odd Future gang, Yellow Wolf is.
He's been to the Wow Hall a few times, and our daughter
Yellow Wolf
went and saw him, and she just loves Yellow Wolf. He signed her sneakers.
What about some...
you was awesome.
Microlateral damage.
Aftermath.
No, it's fine.
I thought
it's not making noise.
I thought someone was cutting
anyone.
Through the screen with a chainsaw. Yeah.
Dude, Yellow Wolf showed up.
I'm going to get one of those.
He showed up to take your daughter with him.
With one of those jaw saws.
To get back to the original question, I've been listening to Killer Mike a lot lately. And then I also, the most recent album by Titus Andronicus is fucking incredible. And the most recent album by Kurt Vile is also really good.
Now, I actually downloaded that after you got the brand new one a couple months ago. It came out, and you said something like, "If you don't like this, I can't be friends with you anymore." Something
the that Kurt Vile album's so fucking good, man.
Yeah,
it is. I had never even heard of him. Kind of baritone-ish vocals and a real folky.
I think of him as like this generation's Lou Reed. Like, he's doing like he's a singer-songwriter. He writes amazing songs. He writes beautiful music, and he has a unique voice.
Yep.
I mean, that's where all the parallels.
Yep, because usually
but
you hear those guys and you go, "Oh, he kind of sounds like this," or "He kind of sounds like that." But when I heard Kurt Vile, I was like, "Wow, he kind of just sounds like himself."
Yeah,
I mean,
it's just Kurt Vile.
Yeah,
so who's Kurt Vile?
Who is he?
He's a
singer-songwriter guy that has records out.
Okay.
I had never heard
of
him.
Check it out.
Yeah, for sure. Seth had posted something. It was probably nearly 6 months or more ago when it came out.
I think I've done one of those posts where if you don't like the new Kurt Vile album, I can't be friends with you anymore.
For like the last.
I think I did it for the last two albums.
Oh, okay.
And he just came out with another one.
I remember seeing
about
that post
ago.
And I didn't click on it because I was afraid if I didn't like it, then we couldn't be friends.
I think you did.
Stood neutral.
Yeah.
No.
So you didn't like it? He knows you're not Patrick.
I don't click on
every
post.
You're not Patrick Thomas Perkins.
But you guys would both probably like Titus Andronicus. They're really good.
For sure, yeah.
They are very eclectic mix of a bunch of different styles of music. Each album, they kind of go into, they kind of focus on one style of something. And it's really good.
I went to, is it likeclockwork.tv the other day?
Yeah, Queens of the Stone Age site for the new CD.
I Am Missing single. Dude, that track. You cannot listen to it once. It's like a Lay's potato chip of songs.
Dave Grohl, astonishing as always performance on that new song. It's not like super upbeat like the old school Queens of the Stone Age.
It's
but
it's got that
almost
Queen's
lullabies
swing
to paralyze
vibe.
This is the new one? The new one?
Yeah, it's not out yet.
Didn't they just put up a video for it yesterday or something?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Yeah. And I think that their touring drummer is now the ex-drummer from Mars Volta, but Dave Grohl plays on the majority, probably 95% of the new album. So that just makes me want to hear it more because I have a total man crush on Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl's pretty awesome. Isn't it weird to me? It's weird to me that he seems to be playing drums for like 1,000 bands.
Isn't
like,
it?
His life, he just lives in the studio.
Yeah.
And,
then he did that movie recently. I don't know if you've seen that, but Sound City.
This is about the soundboard.
Yeah.
He goes and he records single drum beats, and so he'll go to a tom and go, boo. And then he'll just send that off. People will be like, they'll turn it into boo, 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 boo.
He did a rap album with Jay-Z, and he just went boop, and it went boop, 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 bop. And then he's like, coming at you, rockin' love, whatever you say on a rap album, because I don't know any of Jay-Z's songs.
He played one of the notes on that hip-hop song I was singing earlier.
Sure. Also, Dylan turned me on to Japandroids, and I like that.
Japandroids are sick, yeah.
Bet on.
We just got turned on to a Japanese band.
Oh, and the new Mountain Goats. The newest also Mountain good. Goats.
Oh, and if you're a hip-hop guy, download. It's free because it's a mixtape. Download Chance the Rapper Acid Rap.
And if you're a rap fan, go and check out some Big Daddy Kane. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah, pimping ain't easy.
It isn't, man.
Don't forget about LL Cool J.
Yeah, man. Don't forget where you know, that stuff. Don't forget the history.
Sugar Hill Gang.
Digital Underground.
Really?
The Humpty Dude, I love those guys.
I know you do. I can't understand.
Really grave diggers.
Yeah.
PMD.
You guys a fan of Harland Highway?
Oh, I've only listened to one episode and I like it. It's a weird stream of consciousness.
I haven't heard any of it yet.
I really want
He's kinda
to
crazy.
Hear. He just recorded a live stand-up special.
Right.
Uh-huh.
With no audience. He did it in Joshua Tree. No.
Wasn't on a mountain?
He's a goofy
fucker,
man.
He did it in Joshua Tree, and he stood on top of a mountain and did his hour. And they were like, yeah, it was just him and the camera crew. And they were like, in the interview that I heard, they asked him if, they were like, so what's that going to be? Well, like, did you pause for people laughing at home or whatever? And he goes, no, but there was a couple of times where I gave him the hairy eyeball into the camera when I thought that they weren't laughing at a good joke.
Yeah. Well, that's his style, man.
Yeah,
I remember watching the one where he's got that vest on and that funky hat.
Yeah.
And he's just funny because he just looks like a fucking clown up there. You can't help but laugh. It doesn't even matter really what he says.
Yeah, he doesn't have to say funny stuff.
That was his interview on You Made It Weird.
I just cut your fucking favorite tree down, buddy.
That was his You Made It Weird episode, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That was a really good interview. I appreciated that interview.
All right, so before we go or go anywhere or do anything, you guys got any plugs? You got any shows coming up you want to plug, Seth?
Oh, yeah. I have a show on the 30th of May at the TARDIS Room in Portland, which is a Doctor Who-themed bar.
Doctor Who?
The name of the show is Funnier on the Inside.
Doctor House.
And I believe that I will be performing with...
Dylan Flynn, also on that date, also on that show.
Is that hosted by Kristen and Iris?
Yes, it is.
And then I think Jesse Priest is on that.
And I believe Randy Mendez is also on that.
Yeah, and darn it, I talked to Jesse because he was trying to do a Corvallis comedy show at the Peacock, and he did one time, and then they didn't like Xander's gay sex in a graveyard joke, so they said they don't want comedy anymore.
I don't understand why anybody wouldn't like that joke.
It's a fucking brilliant joke, man.
I know, and why do people have to be so close?
I have a hot topic that kind of deals in that.
I'm fucking excited to hear all of them. Can you play one more before we finish the show?
This one I had to censor to protect some names.
All right.
Okay.
We're interrupting plugs here.
That's all right. We'll get back to plugs. Welcome to Hot Topics with Tom Topic. Come here.
Hey, Pickle Dicks. This is Hot Topics with Tom Topic. Hey, Jared, I have a topic for you. Crazy taxi story.
Okay. Well, this one time, me and a couple of friends were heading out to the Dixie. And Dave, the cab driver, was telling us,
this is the
asking us
one.
If we knew a guy from Lebanon that hangs out at the Dixie.
Name.
And he was telling us that he was
still
a short dude
a minute.
That's like loud, and he flashes his money, and he drops money and stuff. And then he was telling us that one time, Like the guy got wasted at JP's, and then he was in the bathroom getting fucked in the ass, and then some dude went in to take a piss and saw it and told the bouncer, and the bouncer tried to break it up, and the dude was like cussing at the bouncer because he wanted to get fucked in the ass, and then he was like, "No, dude, you gotta leave." And then they 86'd his ass and threw him out on the curb. And then Pacific Cab showed up right after they threw him out. And then he got in the cab, and he was all pissed off. And he was telling Dave the story, and the whole time he was, like mad and like pissed off and like kept telling Dave the story.
That is a crazy taxi story.
Yep.
This is a bad Hot Topics with Tom.
Now, quick question. Do you guys enjoy that guy's voice?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he's like, he's like, he sounds sort of like nebbish in a way, but like adorable.
Casey Kasem?
Like red nebbish.
Yeah.
Like redneck nebbish.
Yeah.
So sorry, Dave, but at least they didn't mention your last name.
Yeah. I edited that, and I thought that's the one that I put on was the clean one, but I guess I...
Dave. There's a million Daves.
Well, yeah. Well,
you
Dixie
could edit... this episode of the podcast. So
that is true.
Wait, we don't do that.
I've never edited anything.
That's so funny. We're 100% live all the time. Yeah. Any other shows you guys got coming up or any new stuff?
Am I on any of the shit that's in Eugene? This
aren't
month?
You doing a thing with Randy Mendez at the Cornucopia?
That was last night.
On last night, yes.
Oh.
I mean, last week on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, that already happened.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Okay. It was a really fun show, though.
Yeah, you guys should have gone.
You should go.
You guys should have gone.
If you have a time machine or you know H.G. Wells, you should go to that show.
Okay, sure. And then, of course, you're always got the last Wednesday and Thursday of the month in
actually,
Eugene.
Actually, only have the last Thursday now.
Oh, okay. Are you boycotting, too?
No, I'm not boycotting. Okay. I'm just not working with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A new site now that says to boycott that place now, as well as John Henry's and all these.
How many places are going to sports bar? What is the second place to boycott?
No, there's just people on Facebook who have nothing better to do than go make
I know,
pages.
What's the second one, though? I know John
Henry's. Oak Street Speakeasy.
A group just boycotted Oak Street Speakeasy claiming
not that
the people don't pay attention to you, the pretty girls. Only the ugly ones and the guys.
Whatever.
Wait, that's what they're boycotting it for?
That's what most of the messages that I saw on the page.
I boycott
Subway. She's like, I went there and sat at a table for 15 minutes, and they pretended that I wasn't there until my friend came, and then they were all over. It's like, so you're saying your friend's a little uglier than you? Is that what you're trying to say? Because she said Mac just pays attention. She's really superficial and all this. And I was like, you guys don't have anything better to do with your time. I don't even know her well enough to care if she's a bar owner that I frequent, not frequently.
Right.
So I boycott Subway because of their cleanliness issues.
You'll be in Portland during the Thursday show this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then I'm going to go ahead and plug Tangent Audio shit that's happening this week.
Oh, okay.
Listen, download already. You can download yesterday... the second episode of Go Regrets went up on Monday. The third episode of One to Whatever, those are SAS podcasts. Download mm-hmm. listen to those. This Friday, new episode of I'll Have the Cheeseburger with me and my buddy Jeff. And Thursday, we've got fucking Press Good to Continue. So,
and yesterday, our episode of the podcast cast with Howard Kramer and Kulat Vilaysack.
Dude, I love those guys.
From the Who Charted podcast. That will be up. Yesterday,
awesome interview.
All right, I'm gonna say something because it's totally related. Okay. Howard Kramer, aka Dragon Boy Suede,
yep.
One of my favorite rappers.
Yeah.
He has that new song,
Douche Minutia.
Yep, Newborn Baby Cult.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
But his classic, one of my favorite songs is "Don't Sass Me Like That" or "I Will Summon Wolves."
Yeah, we played that on the show.
Yeah,
one time.
It blows my mind.
Wolves to the front.
Now you go to that likeclockwork.tv and you will go and you will see a part in there where the guy's running, and there comes this little wolf nipping at his heels.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like, he stole that from Dragon Boy Suede.
Yeah.
They've always had wolves though.
That's an awesome
interview.
Yeah,
but not nipping at your heels.
Howard Kramer is like the Dustin Gatch of that of Who Charted and
of Earwolf.
Yeah. And we had an amazing interview with those guys.
Yeah, it was really
that guy's
fun.
That guy is awesome and Kulop too. I love the Who Charted show. I haven't listened to many podcasts in a long while.
Sure,
but that one I always
it was fun.
Yeah, unless you're doing a podcast about podcasts, a lot of podcasters don't listen to podcasts.
That's true.
Well,
that's a lot of podcasts.
I listened to a lot of podcasts when I worked because I could just load them on my Zoom, yep. And then I'd have the 8 hours.
But now you make weird Bob Dylan remixes.
Yep, and so it's, yeah.
And for anyone who's not familiar, it's tangentaudionetwork.com, right?
That's yep. right.
And you guys had some pretty decent, well, not that they're not all decent, but some bigger names the last couple weeks on the show, David Huntsberger and...
had David Huntsberger from the Professor Blastoff podcast, and we had...
Greg Barrett,
most
Dave
recent.
Anthony.
That's right.
Greg Barrett. One was from the Walking the Room podcast, which that was a personal thrill of mine because...
I know you love Greg.
That, their podcast, I love both of them. Their podcast is amazing. It's one of two podcasts that I never miss an episode of.
Right,
right.
So, yeah.
What's the other
really
one?
Good. Harmontown.
Oh,
all right. Harmontown's the other one. But, yeah, that was a super fucking funny interview.
Yeah, it's really funny. Even if you don't know their podcast, by the end of you listening to our interview with them,
you'll know.
You'll download their podcast, sure.
And, you know, these guys are also available on Stitcher. You can hear the podcast cast there.
We're still working on getting the rest of the
I haven't heard the rest of them on there yet.
You guys had Marc Maron on TV Star. Did you watch his the first show?
I've seen the first two.
I've seen the first episode and the first half of the second.
I didn't see the second one.
No spoilers.
The one with Dennis Leary on.
I like the second one.
No, I watched the one with Dennis Leary.
Well, that was
the second one.
It was the second episode, but they showed that one first.
That's the one that they put up online before the first episode came out.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, Dead Possum.
No, the one from last week had the Daily guy.
No, it's
John?
No.
Kids in the Hall.
Kids in the Hall. Dave Foley.
Foley.
Oh. Dave Foley's awesome.
Yeah.
He was late for, it was funny.
That was good.
And the guy who played the Patent Troll was actually the super nerd that's always in the background, and he's like a tangential character on Community.
Ah.
And
Right.
So that was weird.
Andy, what do you guys think about that show?
What, Maron?
First three seasons are amazing.
Yeah. Community.
Are they into four seasons yet?
Yeah,
the fourth season, Dan Harmon, who hosts Harmontown, he created Community and ran the first three seasons of the show and then was fired from his own show.
I've heard that.
And the new season.
I didn't put the names together, sorry.
Yeah,
the new season isn't that great, and they're saying that they're probably not going to be coming back.
Most likely.
So. Chevy Chase still on?
Well,
no, Chevy Chase quit a few months ago.
That Harmon
I
got
watched
fired,
it huh? just because it was on before Office, and I've seen most of them, so, you know, I just, like,
yeah,
saw
he
it,
and
I
Harmon
remember.
Hated each but, other during
until,
the thing.
Until
after he got fired, and then he was like, well, that's not right. Like, I think Chevy Chase is like, I don't like working with this guy, but I do get that he's a genius.
Yeah, right.
And, yeah.
Almost
I'm not anymore.
Jealousy.
So.
Yeah, jealousy.
It seems like they're wrapping up the series because they just had the main character pretty much graduate
in the last episode. Yeah, I did not like this season.
I didn't watch even one episode.
What about the Office? Have you been?
I kind of want to get back on because Greg Daniels came back and apparently he's been doing crazy shit the last year. I haven't watched.
Yeah, I've heard that the
last
this
two episodes
is insane.
What about, though, this last episode, not to spoil it for you guys, if you
well, don't.
Seen it.
Please don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't listen to Monday's
that's
episode.
That's how spoilers work. If you say the word spoiler and I say no.
It's been a week now, though.
For the listeners, Terry and Dustin have now holstered their cigarettes, which looks like it must mean we're near the end of the episode.
Oh, yeah. We have.
I'll light it up right up in here if I want.
Oh, he smokes in the... What's the name of our studios? We never named him, did we? Shitbag Studios.
Yeah.
Shitbag Studios. We'll say that at the beginning of the interview we're about to record with you guys.
Yeah. Or the dude's chilling sack, or I don't know. It's a cul-de-sac.
Sack.
But, I don't know. I'm too
scared to say you're stoned.
You can also listen to Tangent Audio Network podcast at dudeschilling.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
People should check that out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Comedy.
And other than that, we're going to get the fuck out of here, I think. What do you guys think? Get out of here? I need to go outside and stop sweating for 5 seconds.
I'm going
to
eat some of your free pizza.
Hey, you seen Schnibbly?
Schnibbity Splayed?
We got a comedy album coming out, you guys. Forgot to tell you. in the style of like
Cheech
and Chong.
I don't have it on me, but you probably got it on there. Right?
I'm not playing it for him because that'll be a spoiler.
Ooh. Yeah, I want to hear it when it drops.
Yeah, yes. Fresh for the first time.
That is. I don't know.
I want to experience it with the rest of America.
You think that one will make the final cut?
And 80 something other country.
What? Who? Why?
I think it needs more on a beat thing.
It's always one beat off, right?
Rock on.
Here, I'll give you a beat.
Thanks, Seth and Dylan from the podcast cast for being here.
That's how I wrote this song.
Thank you.
Get out and do some humping. It's hump day. Go hump somebody.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you Friday. Hey, all you taggots. What's going on? I'm going to tell you, and then you're going to go do it. Lots of good shows coming up in the form of comedy, rock, and heavy metal. May 16th at Lucky's in Eugene, Oregon. It's Uznia, Ninth Moon Black, and Dirt Clod Fight. Best bartender in town working down there, Joshua Finch. Eugene, Oregon at Lucky's. May 17th up in Portland at the Analog Cafe. It's the Slayer tribute band Live Undead paying tribute to fallen hero Jeff Hanneman. Spawn and the Suppression will be playing as well. The next night, May 18th, you got a couple choices up in Portland. Tormentium, Panzer God, Dead Conspiracy, and Infernus is playing at Rotcher. Some good black metal there. That's up in Portland. Also, at the Wonder Ballroom the same night, Cannibal Corpse, Napalm Death, Immolation, Cretan, Beyond Creation, and Magruder Grind. I don't want to miss that. I'm hoping that I don't. Depends on my funds, but if you guys want to send me $20, I'll go for sure. May 20th, at the Hawthorne Theater. It's a Monday night. It's a Headbang for the Highway for the Mayhem lineup. It's a battle of the bands. The winner gets to play on one of the stages at the Mayhem Tour. Our buddies in 30 Pound Test are in that, as well as Nemesis, Toxic Zombie, MRSA, not from Albany MRSA, Portland MRSA, American Roulette, Heathen Shrine, American Overdose, and a couple other bands that I can't really pronounce. Hawthorne Theater, May 20th, it's a Monday, $13 in advance, $15 at the door. May 28th, Bolt Thrower and Benediction with Portland Crust Gods Hellshock at the Star Theater in Portland. May 31st, it's Uznia again in Portland, this time at the Ash Street Saloon with Norska, Bellwitch, and Bastard Feast. And if that doesn't float your boat, head on over to the Hawthorne Theater, also in Portland, for Fear Factory, Hate Eternal, The Lotus, and Cobra with a K. That's also May 31st. June 1st, Lamb of God, Decapitated in Terror at the Roseland Theater up in Portland. June 4th, Intronaut with Scale the Summit, Earth to Ashes, and The Odious.
Listen to Sick Daddy Radio to find out how to win tickets to that show.
You do that. All right. That's June 4th, Intronaut, Scale the Summit, Earth the Ashes, and The Odious, Hawthorne Theater. June 8th, Albumpalooza 2, fundraiser for local charity with Strange Dichotomy, The Milestoners, Apophis Theory, Bikini, American Roulette, and Ed to Shred. It's at the Riverside Community Theater in Albany. Also that night up in Portland, World of Lies, Necryptic, Damage Overdose, and Hyborian Rage at Katie O'Brien's. June 13th, we've got Tracy Morgan at the Newmark Theater in Portland. June 14th, that's a Friday, Pantsless Comedy Show with Mike McGowan hosting at Cornucopia in Eugene. I will be performing a feature set there. The headliner is to be announced, as well as the opener. June 20th, Pauly Shore at the Wow Hall. July 3rd, Rockstar Mayhem Festival with a bunch of crappy bands like Five Finger Death Punch. But we got some good ones like Mastodon, Amon Amarth, and maybe Rob Zombie, if that's your kind of thing. It's July 3rd at the White River Amphitheater in Auburn, Washington. And then July 18th, Black Flag without Henry Rollins at the Hawthorne Theater with Good For You and Piggy. Finally on my list, July 20th, 6 Feet Under, Decrepit Birth, Cannabis Corpse, not Cannibal Corpse. That's at the Hawthorne Theater as well in the middle of July. So we're way down the line there. Tune back in next week for an updated list of plugs. And after you get home from doing all this fun stuff, you can come listen to the TagCast podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or TagCastPodcast.com. Solo, solo, solo.
Little paper, yes. We'll meet again someday on the avenue.